last time, until now, we're speaking about smoking. So now I want to speak about driving. The next dangerous thing of, and people think that, you know, listening to the traffic laws is stop. You know, if you get caught, you get caught. You don't get caught, then who, you know, who cares? But you should know halachically, you are chayiv to listen to every traffic law there is. It's a halacha, because here there's no question of dina d'malchus adina. Right, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz makes absolutely no difference. People can get together and make laws that protect society. And that has the validity of a Torah law. And in anywhere, even in Eretz Yisrael, makes no difference where it is. This halacha has nothing to do with the government, per se. It's the government is responsible to make laws that benefit the people in a way that they're able not to harm each other. And that's something that any group can get together and make. So when you vote, and even if you don't vote, but you choose to live here, then you are required to listen to those laws, min ha-Torah. So if you go through a red light, right, the kavana, right, or you don't stop at a stop sign, or you speed, you're over an issa d'oraisa. Okay, because these laws have the tokef of a Torah law. Okay, in addition to that, aside from the fact that you have to listen to these laws, okay, you're also many times a road agent. You present a danger to other people's lives by speeding, by going through red lights or stop signs, or any other similar kind of thing, right? You present a threat to other people's lives to the point where poskim paskin that since you are a road agent, you're allowed and you have to be moser somebody if you know that he refuses to listen to these things. For instance, say two tshuvas. I think one's from the Minchas Yitzchak. I don't remember who the other one is from. You know somebody who constantly speeds, and you've warned him, and he refuses to listen. He just mezalzel in these laws. So aside being over the isser of going against the law, aside from being over another isser of capriciously being not careful with his life, which is another isser, and for that, in the time of the Basin, they had the power, you give the person makas mardis, you give him lashes. He get beaten for doing something like that. In addition to that, you're a rodef, because you are endangering other people's lives. And therefore, you're allowed, and could be you have to report that person to the police to stop him from doing it. Another example. The Shiloh was like this. It was an optometrist who knew that a person's vision wasn't good enough to really drive properly, but he was driving anyway. So the psak was that optometrist has to report this person to the government and let them know that he's driving in a way, and or he didn't want to wear his glasses or whatever it may be, or there was no glasses that could be made that he could really see in such a way that wasn't dangerous. They had to report him to the authorities. Right, first you had to speak to him and try to convince him to stop driving. And if that didn't work, right, and he knew the person intended to drive, you had to report him to the authorities that this person was driving in a way that this optometrist knew that he was not capable of seeing properly. So the fact that a person drives in a way that endangers other people's lives, he's a rodef, and it's a mitzvah, right, it's surely mutter to be moser him to the authorities, to report him to the authorities. Yeah.
If you're on a highway with other traffic,
right,
and the other thing, you're speeding, but the other traffic is speeding even more to the point that you present the danger by not going as fast as they do.
Yeah, but there's a point of absurdity to that. If everybody keeps speeding, the speeding is two dangers. One is you're causing obstruction, right, that people have to go around you, whatever. So then in a Hanami, it could be that you have to maybe stop your car until you get into a place where people are not speeding. But if you speed, you also now present a danger because you have less of a reaction time, right, when you're going faster. And the mela, there's a greater danger of the things happening. So that second thing doesn't go away because everybody else is speeding. Just the opposite, it gets greater. And the fact that you're speeding also means that you're not going to be able to react fast enough because your speed is too great and you don't have enough time to change the situation before something could happen.
But what I'm saying is but you would actually be going slower than the rest of the traffic, even though you're above the speed limit.
Yeah, but you're not the one who's causing the problem. You're doing what the speed limit is. The fact that other people are doing what's wrong, so they're going to be responsible, not you.
What if it's an unwritten law in America? Is if you go just under 10 miles over the speed limit, no cops can pull you over.
Right, so then the speed limit, if that's understood, everybody goes 5 miles over the speed, 10 miles, I don't think so, 5 miles over, right? Then that's a speed limit.
Right. So it doesn't matter what's written.
It's like a law that was made with a certain leeway, right? Then that's the law.
Yeah.
Bicycles? Yeah, the law. And not only that, pedestrians too. Right? Somebody who jaywalks, endangers his life or other people's lives or the lives of the people driving. Right? In Miami, old people, shouldn't be called old people anymore, but in any case, but
older.
Really old people cross the street, right? In the places where there's absolutely no reason to think that anybody's across the street, and they think that if they hold their hand up like this or say like this or whatever, you're going to stop. And if you have to stop like that, you can go into a tree or whatever, trying to avoid these people. They also are a road thief. So, yeah, bicycle also, and even a person walking. In fact, Achilles Yaakov said that, what's it called, that if there was a Sanhedrin today, the first thing they'd probably do was asser cars altogether. Because it's a too big of a sakon, it's not worth the benefit. I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but that's what he said. And not only that, if a person kills somebody, Rahman al-Islam, because they're speeding, then that is considered not an accident, right? They call it an accident. That's considered karov lemezid, since you were negligent and you ended up killing somebody, getting to an accident, somebody was killed, a kohen who kills somebody, as long as it's not an accident totally, is not allowed to ever, what's it called, be duchen again. Because the hands that killed somebody, right, shouldn't now be the hands that give a bracha. So a kohen, the psukim, that a kohen who was going, if it was an accident, right, it wasn't his fault, he wasn't doing anything wrong, then he can duchen. But if it was, he was speeding, and because of that somebody got killed, then he can't duchen anymore. That's already considered karav lemezid, because of his negligence. What? And now the things that are mentioned in the Sfarim that speak about this, that a person will be considered a road date, and also would be considered under certain circumstances. In other words, if you go through a red light at 4 o'clock in the morning, you may be over an isser of going against the traffic laws, but you're not a road date because you're not presenting any danger really to anybody. Nobody's around.
In New York?
Right? That depends where. But in any case, what would be included in all of this would be, what did I read over here, speeding, not stopping at a red light, stop signs, not giving signals properly, crossing the street in the wrong place, not wearing a seatbelt, or making sure that other people wear seatbelts, because lemaisa, statistically, if you're in an accident, even a small accident, I know somebody who was in a not big accident because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, he went through the, and he ended up being in a coma for months until he died. And had he been wearing a seatbelt, nothing would have happened. It was like a fender bender kind of thing. But he went through the window because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Having good tires. Backing up and not looking where you're going. Not having a safe distance between you and the car in front of you. Here's another thing. Somebody who normally drives in America and then goes to England, it's awesome for him to rent a car there, even though he thinks he's going to be okay. And what they bring a raya from, that you normally do what you're used to doing, right? And therefore, the halacha is that if you think, you don't know if you said mashiv haruach, and it's less than 30 days, 90 times, then, so until 30 days pass, and you're used to driving on the, which I don't know how you can do that, right? So you can't do it, right? Then we assume that you're going to do what you normally do, and you're going to make a left turn, right, or a right turn into traffic. Right, I would never drive in South Africa and England. Right, it's dangerous to draw across the street there because you by nature look the wrong way and nothing's coming because it's coming the other way.
I was just there, and on the curbs they actually said
That's only by the palace, by Buckingham Palace.
No, it's everywhere now.
Yeah?
They've aggregated to everywhere now because they've had situations where tourists from America or wherever not used to it, and they just get hit by cars.
Right. And that concerns them a lot because then they can't buy anything. Yeah.
Sound like that.
That's
kind of
not a yank.
Right.
That
thing about Americans going to England, that flight for...
In Israeli, why? They drive on the other side of the road anyway.
But the Israelis are used to looking at all around.
Naturally. Rebbe, what if you have an international license?
Passing, going over a white line. What's it called? Passing in a place that you're not allowed to pass. Drinking when you're driving or taking drugs. Not just us or drugs. Taking drugs that make you drowsy. All those things are usher, or parking your car in a place where you present a hazard is like putting a board b'shus harabim that mamash could kill somebody. To go in a car with who's driving, you have to be out of your mind, unless you were drinking. Yeah, no, what's it called? Right? And then take his keys away. Seriously. You let somebody who's drunk, right, even mildly drunk, get into a car and drive, you're over an issur of losamad al dam reyecha. They have another mice I saw, that the stipler, somebody came to him, somebody had a court case because he was speeding or went through a red light or something like that. And somebody came to the stipler for him, to daven for him, that he should, you know, come out okay. The stipler said, are you out of your mind? He said, what's it called? The guy is a murderer. He said, I'm not going to daven that adarava. Somebody did something like that, he deserves to get kol chomer hadin, so he won't do it again. He said, I'll daven that if he wasn't guilty, right, that he should come out okay. But if he was guilty, I hope he gets the worst sentence he could possibly get, so people will learn from him and he will learn not to do it again. So these are not, such simple things. So it's not just, you know, if you can get away with it or whatever. People think that it's especially kids, that it's, you know, cool to speed, to pass, to see, you know, how much you can get away with. And especially if there's no police watching, right? They once had another older man in the yeshiva who was a little bit not 100% well-balanced altogether, not only in his car. And he went through a red light, and a policeman stopped him. And the policeman said, Rabbi, didn't you see the red light? He said, yeah, I saw the red light, but I didn't see you. The policeman thought that was extremely funny. He let him go. No, this was not one of the Rosh Hashivas or whatever. The Rosh Hashivas didn't drive. In any case, so you get the idea that it's not only, you know, the law of the land. It's mamish halacha. And just as much as if you eat chazer, right, doing these things is being over the same kind of isurim. And worse, because if you eat chazer, it's only your own neshama. But here you're mamish presenting a danger to other people. And it's a serious thing. I'm talking to myself as much as anybody else, even though I try to be as careful as whatever. And people ridicule that, you know, how come you're not going faster? And how come, you know, whatever? It's not something to... There's so many accidents. There's more people killed here in accidents than in Piguim, right? And it all comes because people aren't careful. And you could be as careful as you want, and the other people are not careful. You can't do anything about it. But at least you shouldn't add to the thing. You shouldn't be over these isurim yourself. So they're pretty serious halachas. Okay. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Mistama, yes, because they ascertained that the safe speed on that kind of road for the kind of traffic is this amount. You're going more than is safe. They didn't just do this, you know, stam arbitrarily. They have experts that know what kind of roads you need more.
They do it expected.
You can't assume that you're going to be dead with it. Yeah, Lachara, that's the law, and that's what people agreed on.
They also do it knowing that people are going to go faster than that written speed.
Yeah, but there's a limit to that. They don't know people are going to go 150 or whatever. Right.